In a blackened moonscape of ruin, one of the resorts on Mountain Home Ranch Road stands intact. Triple S Ranch, whose owner, Derek Webb, scrambled that fateful Sunday night when he and his ranch hands smelled smoke.
Couldn't figure out where it was coming from, and as we were driving back, then we saw the fireball come up the mountain. I called all my workers and said, get up here. There's a huge fire coming, and we're going to be fighting fire all night, and all of them came.
The neighboring ranch's beloved destinations for weddings and retreats evacuated. Webb stayed put.
I didn't leave because one thing I know about fire is it's very fickle. And I had invested way too much time and energy in renovating this property to leave it to fate. And I felt we had a good perimeter that we could defend. So I felt we had a pretty reasonable chance of saving everything.
They armed themselves against the walls of fire encircling the 12-acre ranch and its grand Victorian 1800s home with whatever they could.
It was garden hoses and rakes, which actually were, you know, fairly effective.
Then they rigged a pump to get water from the hot tub and the swimming pool, which was their fallback of last resort.
We knew we weren't getting off property. That was a given. Our escape route was the pool in the middle of the property. In the beginning of the night, all nine of us looked each other in the eyes, and we said, we think we can defend this thing. We all agreed we would get in the pool. I mean, we planned on the worst. We were very fortunate we didn't have to get to the worst.
More than once during the next 11 hours, Webb and his workers thought they were done for. But when the sun came up and the smoke cleared, they had saved Triple S.
It was not just a physical night, it was a very emotional night. I think the emotions were more powerful than the physical part. And we all just put our heads down and just collapsed.
Near Calistoga, Doug Sovereign, KCBS.